USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.